Three Northern Gas Pipelines were crowned champions of Pakistan's President's Trophy after wrapping up victory over United Bank inside 4 days in Multan. Swegas declared their second innings at 262 for 8 after Adnan Akmal departed Abdul Razak for 99. Here, Nayan Mullin had taken their overnight 6-wicket stand to 140 earlier, while Nayan Mullin was caught for 77. The declaration left United Bank needing a huge 505 runs to win. They suffered a poor start, slipping to 19 for 3. Samuel Akhan and Asad Ali both struck with a new ball. Wajihuddin and Tariq Haroon both made fluent 57s, but they were all out for 226. Leg spinner Yasir Shah picked up 4 for 48, and with match figures of 9 for 89, while Samiullah ended with 3 for 77. In South Africa, the Knights bowlers have made the race for the Sunfall Series title all the more interesting, rolling out leaders Cape Cobras only 92 in their second innings, leading South India 109 the fourth innings on day 4. From 41 for 1, Cobras collapsed as Werner Kurtsey ended with 4 for 13, and Quinton Friend and Malusi Saboto each picked up 3 wickets. That came after Knights being bowled out for 230 in reply to Cobras' first innings 247. Reeza Hendricks reached 3 figures, but was 7th man out for 123, as Dane Peat ended with 5 for 30, and Dane Patterson 4 for 50. Lions require an unlikely 399 more on the final day to beat Warriors, closing on 69 for 1, with skipper Stephen Cook unbeaten on 31. Warriors had declared their second innings at 349 for 9 earlier in the day, as Colin Ingram followed up yesterday's half-century from Colin Ackerman and David White with unbeaten 72. And Titans and Dolphins abandoned their match at Willowmore Park with a day to go due to rain. They each take 5 points from the contest. Meanwhile, all 4 matches in the 3-day provincial competition ended in draws. Second place Eastern Province were unable to make much ground leaders Western Province, as KwaZulu-Natal Inland had a 6-1 first innings lead in their contest in Pietermaritzburg. The matches between Free State and Griqualand West and South Western Districts and Border were also comfortably drawn. Johannesburg was the only place where a positive result threatened, with Easterns ending on 80 for 7, being set 216 by Gauteng. Matabeleland, Tuskers, Mashonaland Eagles and Midwest Rhinos are all on 8 points after 4 rounds of matches in Zimbabwe's Pro 50 Championship. They are all 7 points adrift of leaders Southern Rocks. This is after Tuskers beat Eagles today in Bulawayo and Rhinos triumphed over Mountaineers. That game in Matari contained a moment of controversy when the Rhinos' target was revised upwards by 5 runs mid-innings after they were penalised for their batsmen repeatedly running on the pitch. It made no difference to the end result, however, as they eased home by 4 wickets with 2 overs to spare. Bothwell Chipunga hit 67 from the top of the order, with other contributions coming from Peter Moore, Tristan Musakanda, Mark Mbafan and Neville Madziva. Tendai Mupunga ended with 4 for 34 for the hosts, who had earlier been bowled out in just 46 overs. 18-year-old Carl Mumba took 4 for 31, as only skipper Tino Mawoya made a positive impression with 67. Highly rated 16-year-old Nick Welch marked his first team debut with 52 for Eagles. They could muster 188 against Tuskers, and Nathan Waller was the only other man to pass 50. Sima Thabo Mboy picked up career best figures of 5 for 39, while Tawanda Mahuwe and Keith Debengwa each chipped in with a brace of wickets. Brian Charlie had unbeaten 90 of 113 balls in the Tuskers run chase, as they won by 4 wickets with 4 overs to spare. Auckland and Canterbury shared the points in New Zealand's 4 trophy match at Eden Park as the game was abandoned without a ball bowled. Northern Districts topped the table with 13 points ahead of their 5th round match against 4th place Central Districts tomorrow. The bottom two sides, Otago and Wellington, meanwhile, will face off in Dunedin. And in Sri Lanka, Tamil Union hauled themselves up off the bottom of the Super 8 table in the Premier League tournament by thrashing leaders Moores Sports Club inside 3 days. Moores recovered from 6-3 on day 1, only sufficiently to make 215, as Ramith Rambutweller took 4 for 21 to contribute to another collapse, but Oshada Fernando and Chaturanga de Silva both hit half centuries. 23-year-old Ramesh Padikar had unbeaten 239 as Tamil Union replied with 521. He shared century plus stands with half centurions Kithiruwan Vithanaj, Denuwan Rajakaruna and Rambutweller. Moores then collapsed in their second innings from 168 for 1 to bowl out for 261. And so lose by innings and 45 runs. Off-spinner Rambutweller was again their chief destroyer, with figures of 8 for 102, giving a match haul of 12 for 123. De Silva, Fernando and Shahan Jayasuriya had all reached 50 early on for Moores.